Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kilala Kol podcast. God willing, Shabbos will be reading from Parshat Fekudei, which brings us to the Torah's conclusion of its discussion regarding the construction of the Mishkan. Remember, a number of weeks ago in the Parshat of Terumah and Tetzaveh, Jewish people are introduced to the project. They're given the initial commands to build the Mishkan, the physical structure, the kelim, the vessels, as well as the Bigdei Kehuna. And then last week and this week, we learn about the actual fulfillment of those initial commands. Now, if you look toward the end of our Parsha, when we learn about the actual finished construction of the Mishkan, Torah tells us in Shmot Perek Mem, Pasuk Lamed Daled, a cloud covered the Ol Moed, Uchvod Hashem Aleinu Mishkan. The glory of Hashem had filled the Mishkan, which sounds like a good thing. The next pasuk tells us, "Velo yachol Moshe lavo al Ol Moed, ki shachan alav ha'anan, uchvod Hashem Aleinu Mishkan." That Moshe was unable to enter the Mishkan because this anan, this cloud, was present, and the glory of Hashem had filled the Mishkan. Now, that's surprising. Moshe is not able to get into the Mishkan. So Rashi here, quoting the Midrash, the Sifra, notes that, yes, at times Moshe was able to enter. In fact, we have a pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Zayin, pasuk Peitet, that tells us, Uvevo Moshe Ol Moed, that when Moshe would enter the Ol Moed, dot, 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 meaning he was able to enter at times. And then we have our pasuk that seems to say he is unable to. So what do we do with that? Says Rashi, quoting the Midrash, Ba'katuv HaShlishi V'Yechriya Benehem, Ki Shachan Alav He'anan. You have to look at our pasuk in its entirety. Why is it that Moshe is unable to enter? Specifically because the anan, this cloud, was present. And more meata, we say from here, kozman shaya alav ha'anan, lo haya yachol Moshe lavo. As long as the cloud was present, Moshe was unable to enter into the Ol Moed, into the Mishkan, but nistalek ha'anan, once the cloud was removed, so then nichnas, he would be able to enter, umdaber imo, and Hashem would speak to him over there. Okay, so if the anan is present, Moshe is unable to go, it's a barrier that he is unable to penetrate, he's unable to go into the Mishkan, into the Ol Moed, but if the cloud is not there, so then he is able to go in, very nice and very good. The Gemara Masechet Yoma Daf Dalet Amud Bet is surprised by this, because elsewhere it seems like an anan should not be a barrier. The Gemara tells us, "Ktiv velo yachol Moshe lavo Ol Moed ki shachan alav ha'anan." It quotes our pasuk, Moshe can't enter the Mishkan because the anan is that barrier. Uktiv, but we have another pasuk back when Moshe was going up to Har Sinai, "Vayavo Moshe betoch ha'anan." That Moshe entered into the anan, meaning it wasn't a barrier, it was something that he was able to go through. So what are we supposed to do with this? Is the anan a barrier or is it not? By the Mishkan, it seems like it's a barrier. On Har Sinai, it seems like it isn't. What are we to do with this seeming contradiction? So the Gemara first suggests, Milamed shetafso kadosh baruch hu l'moshe vevyo ba'anan. He says, look, maybe the anan really is a barrier. And on Har Sinai, Moshe should not have been able to enter the anan were it not for the fact that Hashem as if grabbed Moshe and schlepped him through the anan. So yes, anan is a barrier. You would not be able to enter, but Hashem happened to make an exception here and he dragged Moshe through so he was able to get past this barrier. Interesting. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the Beit Midrash Rabbi Shmuel suggests a little bit differently. Ne'amar kam betoch ve'ne'amar la'alam betoch. The pasuk on Har Sinai that tells us that Moshe goes betoch he'anan, into the anan, uses this word betoch, into or within, in the midst of, however you want to translate it. And we have another pasuk that uses that word betoch, specifically vayavo b'nei Yisrael betoch hayam. The Jewish people were told at the Yamsuf, they were able to enter the water, not just that they jumped into the water and they swam, but Malalan Shvil, Dichtiv Amaim Lahem Choma, Afkan Shvil, that just like over there, we're told that the water, it sort of stood up like walls, creating a shvil, a pathway for the Jewish people in the sea. So too, over here, where it says that Moshe went Betoch Anan, that Hashem carved out a shvil. He carved out a path through the cloud, allowing Moshe to enter. Very nice and very good. So at the end of the day, it seems like an anan is a barrier. If it's not present, Moshe is able to enter the Mishkan. If it is present, he cannot make it through. On Har Sinai, either Hashem dragged him through and made it work, or Hashem carved out a pathway for Moshe so that he could get through it. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, these three different approaches are key, right? What do I do when I face an anan? What do I do when I face a cloud? He says, "Diyesh lo mod mizeh." We can learn from here, "Dilharbe michsholim she'ira la'adam shu ke'anan." He says, sometimes there are certain barriers, there are certain difficulties and struggles and challenges that a person faces, and they're like that cloud. They seem like something you just can't penetrate. She'ino meniach la'adam lo mod ha'torah l'kayim ha'mitzvot. They're getting in the way of a person fulfilling mitzvot or learning Torah or davening or come up with whatever it is, different difficulties and challenges that a person faces in life. So what? So tzarich leida, a person needs to know, she'ein shum davar yachol limano, that there is never anything that could prevent him from serving Hashem. Nothing can get in the way of you davening, of you learning, of you performing mitzvot. It just cannot be. Even though you see apparent michsholim, you see these difficulties, these struggles, these barriers, they appear like an anan to you. Nevertheless, they ultimately cannot prevent you. You might feel paralyzed, but you should know that nothing can stop you. Why not? So he says, well, look, there are two active things that a person could do, hypothetically. Number one, imav shar lasot shvil b'toche anan, if maybe there's a pathway through that challenge, just like the Debay Rabbi Yishmael wanted to say that there was a pathway carved out for Moshe through the Anan, maybe you could find that there was something that you didn't notice at first, but really there is something that you could do to navigate through this struggle. It's clean, it's difficulty, so derech she'af she'ika anan, that even though, yes, there is this difficulty, and there's this barrier and this struggle, lo yibatel lo yitami madrigato, I'm not going to have to make any concessions, I'm not going to have to compromise in any which way, I'm going to still do what I need to do, it just happens to be I can navigate a little bit through it. So tzarich la'aso v'lo lochom. So he says, great, don't, you know, plunge into the cloud. If there's a pathway that you can go through the cloud, which will be cleaner, which will be less difficult, as long as you don't have to make any compromises, if you have that option, take it. Because if you're going to get embroiled in the challenge, in the struggle, so who knows if you're going to be successful. So if there's a path, a clean path through the cloud, take it, and you can navigate through your troubles with your challenges and your difficulties without becoming embroiled in them. That obviously would be preferable. That would be fantastic. Ve'im efshar l'saleik ha'michsholim, and he says, you know what would be even better? If you don't even have to go into the pathway in the cloud, in the difficulty or in the struggle, instead, you could just wait for the michshol to be removed altogether. What if you wait for the cloud to be removed? Similar to Moshe at times, instead of being given a pathway through the cloud, or Hashem grabbing him and dragging him through, he just waited until the cloud left the Mishkan, and then he would enter. So he says, if you could wait it out, or to find a different way altogether, okay, that would be great and fantastic and wonderful. So if you can look to a different path to get to wherever you need to go or in order to accomplish your goal, fantastic. Or if you could wait until the difficulty passes, that would be wonderful. That way you don't have to engage with the struggle, with the difficulty, with the michshol in any which way. Those are two great options, right? Both options that were presented to us regarding Moshe and the Anan. Either he waited for it to go, or he waited till Hashem provided him a pathway through. But says Rav Moshe Feinstein, aval im I afshar ber advarim, but if neither of those options are available, umuchrach lilich b'toch anan, and you just have to plunge head first into the Anan, into the difficulty, into the challenge. There is no clean path through. You can't wait. He says, if you have to do it, then do it. And don't be worried. Don't pay attention to any of the difficulties, any of the struggles, or any to the challenges. And just be confident. Have great faith that Hashem is going to help you. He is going to schlep you through, just like Moshe had to be schlepped through, according to that one opinion. And he gives a good practical example of this. He says, go back, right? We wanted to make the connection. Tana Debay Rabbi Shmuel wanted to say, oh, it was similar to like the way it was by Kriyat Yamsuf. To the Jewish people, they were given a pathway into the sea. Well, they weren't at first. They weren't at first, right? So Nachshon, he sees the sea in front of him. He sees the Egyptians behind him. He has faith in Hashem. Hashem, he didn't take us out in the desert only for us to die by drowning or to be schlepped back by the Egyptians. It must be that there's a plan here. So he looks, he says, can I wait them out? I can't wait them out. There's nothing I could do. It doesn't look like either of these problems are going away. He says, is there a shvil? Is there a pathway that I could take that will help me, that I could go around the sea somehow? I could go through the sea? He says, no, I don't have that. So what did he do? He says, you know what, Hashem? It must be that you're going to help me and you're going to schlep me through this cloud. So what does he do? He jumps into the water. There's no shvil. There's no pathway. He can't wait it out. He just has to take it head on. He soldiers through that water. And then we know a great miracle takes place. And eventually that path is carved out for him and for the rest of the Jewish people. Kevan shaleka derech acher lo Shayach Shayam Ya'akev. What did he say to himself? He says, if there's no other way for me to go, then this is the only possible way through and nothing is going to stop me. And he jumps into the water. Uchmochein, and similarly, Tarich Kol Adam, Shelo Lashkiach Al Michsholim, Bidiya, Shashem Yiparach Rotzeh, Shelo Yipatel Mitorah Mimasav, Shevadai Yazreinu. And a person needs to have that attitude as well. If there's something that's going to get in your way of your service of Hashem, if you can wait it out, great. If you can make it through, if there's a shvil, a different way to get to where you need to go, fantastic. But if neither of those are an option, you're going to have to soldier through. Jump into those michsholim with confidence that Hashem is going to help you. He will schlep you through, just like perhaps he did that for Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. We all have difficulties and struggles and challenges in life, and we have to remember these three different strategies. First, There are times when the best course of action is simply to wait patiently for those clouds to dissipate. Those difficulties, they are difficult right now, but I can buy myself some time before I need to actually worry about it. If we can wait, that would be best. Just as Moshe waited for the cloud, for the Anan, to depart before entering the Mishkan, we too, at times, just need to exercise patience and trust in Hashem's timing. Next, if that is not an option, if I can't wait, then I need to make sure that there aren't paths through the difficulties, through the struggles that are a little bit easier, something I could sidestep. Nachshon would not have jumped into the water if there simply was a different pathway that he could have taken. So if there is a clean way to get through, and it's not always easy to find one, but sometimes there is a way to maybe go through the Anan, go through the cloud, but without getting wet, without becoming overwhelmed, without being embroiled in whatever the difficulty is. Last but not least, when we are faced with circumstances which are beyond our control, and that happens sometimes, and we have no choice but to get into the thick of that cloud, if we can't find a path, we just have to go in. We can't wait it out, so then we need to make sure that we go into that cloud with unwavering faith that Hashem will guide us through. If not, actually grab us like he grabbed Moshe Rabbeinu and schlep us through. We have to have that confidence, just like Nachshon, who steps into the sea with faith and everyone followed him. And then that path sort of showed itself after he was willing to show that he was going to go into that Anan without the path. We too have to trust in Hashem's promise to lead us to safety. Nothing can get in our way, even when the path ahead seems shrouded in uncertainty. Our commitment to Torah, to mitzvot, to our avodat Hashem, it will take care of us. And we are bolstered by the knowledge that Hashem is always by our side, willing to schlep us when need be. Look, no doubt, Klal Yisrael is confronting some very ominous clouds and has been for some time now. And we continue to grapple with wars, lo aleinu, on multiple fronts. We have hostages that are still in captivity, and we know that there's been a troubling surge in anti-Semitism worldwide. These are very, very dark, very, very scary clouds. And to some extent, we can't sit around and we can't wait. And there isn't a clean and clear path through that cloud. So instead, what are we meant to do? Exactly what we have done since October 7th, and that is we have to run headfirst into those clouds. We are jumping in just like Nachshon, just like Moshe, but we are confident and we have faith that just like with Moshe, Hashem is going to lead us, Hashem is going to guide us, and at times, Hashem will even schlep us to the bluer skies of Refuot, Yeshuot, Nechama, and Ge'ula. Shabbat Shalom.